Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer and coach, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. This is Donna Paige Riley here. Today is Sunday, March 24th, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. This evening, we are celebrating National Social Work Month, so please stay tuned. Well, for the benefit of the new listeners, and by the way, welcome. If this is your first time listening, I always want to answer the question since the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? I just want to dive in always to answer that question first. And etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more comfortable and more pleasant. And the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket, and it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So kudos to Charles I. And second. And by the way, I also want to welcome my listeners that come back each week. Thank you all so much for spending some of your Sunday evening with us. Well, guys, you are really in for just a treat this evening. We're going to be the special guest that I'll have coming up. Oh, gosh, she is going to be sharing really her testimony. And I already know that many, many, many will be impacted and blessed by it. All right. But I always like to start out with a little backstory or trivia about whatever we're talking about. And since we're celebrating, especially National Social Work Month, I want to see if anyone out there may actually know sort of the backstory about or who the president is, who actually made this proclamation for National Social Work Month. And I'm going to kind of read a little bit of it to you. And I'm going to get a little water first. I've been dealing, something's going on with my throat. I'm just, you guys know that up front, so you might hear me move away for a second to drink a little water. Okay, so it begins like this. The President of the United States, it is appropriate that Americans express our appreciation to the many thousands of dedicated men and women in all parts of our nation who have devoted their lives to helping those in need. For more than a century, social workers have been committed to the betterment and general welfare of all our society. They have helped implement social services with creativity, resourcefulness, and true professionalism. It is within our local communities that the real contribution to the welfare of our citizens is made. Those closest to the problem, the social workers in state and local governments, area agencies, and private and voluntary organizations are usually the most qualified persons to decide what help is needed and the best way to provide it. In this way, they carry on and enhance our proud American heritage of neighbors helping neighbors and people helping people. In recognition of the many contributions of the social work profession to the welfare of our society, the Congress, by Senate Joint Resolution 112, has authorized and requested the President to proclaim the month of March 1984 as National Social Worker Month. So which president was that? Do you know? Well, it was President Ronald Reagan. President Ronald Reagan. And so we are grateful for him signing off and understanding, you know, how important social work is, and, you know, more importantly, how important celebrating the people that actually do this work. So we're just so appreciative for that. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about my special guest. Of course, if you've been listening, you know that we have been celebrating the month of March. We've been celebrating Women's History Month. And after a powerful conversation that I had with my guest, I wanted to extend an invitation to her to be a guest so that I could celebrate her and her courageous life journey. And when I extended the invitation and mentioned, you know, to her that I certainly wanted to celebrate her for National Women's History Month, she informed me, this is how I found out, that it was also National Social Work Month. And I thought, wow, okay, so this would be a no-brainer to, you know, to certainly, you know, speak to her because of knowing that this is her passion. I just thought, you know, God, this is just naturally a perfect fit. And, of course, you know, as I said, I also want to celebrate National Social Work as well. So with that being a perfect fit, I'm actually really able to do both here. And again, so after, you know, Ebony shared her story, and her name is Ebony Johnson, and she agreed to share it with our listeners. Again, I will say, guys, get prepared, because I know that with you hearing this heartfelt story, that you are going to be impacted, you're going to be blessed, and many of you are going to be free as well. And, of course, Ebony, her name is Ebony Johnson again. She is a mother of three. She's a social work student and an author as well. And I am going to bring her in. She's going to just share her story from her heart. And I tell you, you will absolutely be touched. Ebony, happy Sunday to you.
Hey, Donna, happy Sunday to you, too.
Well, I hope you have had a great day today.
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful, wonderful. I tell you what, I'm just really so excited to have you on this show today and to share your story. And, you know, I'm just going to, you know, let you just kind of jump in and start wherever you feel led to start.
Okay. As Donna has introduced me, I am Ebony Johnson, and I am the founder of Encouraging Minds. First and foremost, I like to give thanks to the Lord for giving me the confidence to speak in front of everyone and for keeping me from missing this door. I'm grateful that I was able to meet Donna and reach this stage because of my leadership role with the Place of Change Ministry. So my initial self-presentation is what really led to my appearance being on this show. And I come before each and every one of you today, not only as a speaker, but also as a survivor of the deepest misery and a witness to the power of resilience and healing. And my journey, which I've chronicled as an author, commenced when I lost my job and found myself ensnared in a mental health crisis, grappling with suicidal thoughts. And however, amid the gloom, I discerned a ray of light, and it was the optimism that propelled me toward the path of recovery and transformation. Also, as an author and advocate, I'm dedicated to leveraging my experiences to shed light on mental health awareness, aiming to turn my suffering into a purposeful mission and dispel the myths that surround this vital topic.
And I am just so glad you are here because, you know, just, you know, as you just mentioned, you know, this is a topic that's very delicate. I think more people, you're hearing more about mental health or mental wellness now, much more than what, you know, we used to really hear about it. For the simple fact, oftentimes, you know, it would just kind of get pushed aside or under the rug or, you know, over in the drawer or, you know, just somewhere where oftentimes it just wasn't discussed, and how, you know, the reason that it's so important to discuss it. And so another reason why I'm just so grateful that you are willing to freely discuss it so others can understand, first of all, that still may be grappling with, you know, well, I don't really want people to know what I went through, or, you know, I don't know, maybe they'll look at me differently or so on and so forth. So just so glad again that you are, you're willing to be very transparent with your journey.
Yes, ma'am. My journey was a long journey, but overcoming it was the best part for me. Becoming a self-published author was amazing. Being able to break that generational curse and just taking that time not to be out hanging in toxic environments or with toxic people and getting my life in order to get these things done and helping me find my purpose in life. Okay.
I'm sorry, Evan.
So, yes, ma'am.
But yeah, you can go right ahead.
Okay. So my story originally, everything that happened to me happened at the end of 2019, beginning of 2020. It was when I lost my job, and not only did I lose my job, I was under an investigation. I was always known as a workaholic, so then, too, I got me another job working for GE, and I had a mental breakdown right before I had went into my shift, and it was a serious mental breakdown where I found myself in the shower in a seated position with just the thought of suicide on my mind. And from that moment, I learned so much just speaking to my supervisor, who I call my earthly angel, who encouraged me to seek professional help. The first thing that came to my mind was people were going to talk about me. People were going to laugh at me. People were going to think that I was crazy. So what I found throughout the process of me seeking therapy and getting help for what I needed, that I was being a major impact on a lot of the women who were a part of that therapy, and they were just telling me, like, you need to write a book, tell your story. You're so powerful. You're so impactful. So, like anyone else at the beginning, I didn't have the confidence. I lacked a lot of confidence and fear. So I began to learn and study. These are things that I learned on my own. Like, these weren't things that were taught to me. And once my supervisor had expressed her deep story to me about how she had lost a brother due to the fact of him committing suicide, she wanted to make sure that I got the help that I needed, because she didn't want to see another person that she really cared about lose her life. And I had grown very attached to this woman the first time I had ever really cried to a stranger and opened up and told her, you know, some of my deepest fears, some of my deepest secrets and things that I was going through and battling at the moment. Through that process of losing my job, I felt shame. I felt guilt. So as a mother, I felt like I wasn't able to meet the needs and the qualifications of what my kids needed. I was so in tune with myself. I had isolated myself where I had bought blackout curtains. I stayed in my room for days. I didn't really want to get up. I didn't have the energy or the motivation to do things that I would normally do in a daily time period as a mother, not even as a mother, but not for myself as well. So finding the strength throughout the process of going through therapy to take that time to start hiking and journaling and taking some of those words that those women were saying to me, and I used them. And I began to start praying every day, meditating, and speaking to myself. I will cure these people with success. I won't let these people stop me. So I began to look into other programs, became certified through NAMI as a connection facilitator, later became a mental health advocate, a peer support, also an IOOV speaker, which is In Our Own Voices, speaking about mental health and sharing to people, you know, the disparities and everything that you go through. And the more that, you know, I began to do these things, I got myself right back in school. It took me right back to my purpose. My senior year of high school, before I ended up with my first child, social work was my major for me. That was, I full ride scholarship to Benedict, South Carolina, HBCU college, where I had turned it all down and ended up in pharmacy school. So 2021, I got back in school, student at University of Louisville, chapter president of SCLA Honor Society, and just studying and focusing more on what I needed to do to become better, to be able to teach people about the things that you go through when you're having a mental breakdown, how you can reach out and don't ever be afraid or ashamed to seek help, whether it's family, friends, and if someone's going to laugh at you or make you feel like you're making the wrong decision, then those ain't the people that you want to have around you when you're ready to grow and elevate, especially from those type of moments.
Ebony, I want to, I just want to kind of back up a little bit. You mentioned journaling. And being a writer, I journal constantly. And I try to, make suggestions to other people to, if they don't journal already, to begin journaling, because, you know, journaling, and I mean, it's been medically proven that journaling is therapeutic. How did you begin journaling or writing your affirmations? How did you begin that, I guess, journey of being able to write like that?
I began to listen to motivational speakers after my freshman year of college. I had spoke to my English professor, and she was telling me, like, hey, have you ever thought about writing? And I was like, no, that ain't for me. I can't do it. And she was like, why are you saying you can't? And she was like, no. She was like, you need to change the way you do it. So what I ended up doing was listening to different motivational sermons. And when I listened to different motivational sermons, whether it was E.T., Les Brown, Joyce Meyer, Joel Osteen, John C. Maxwell, Bob Proctor, I started listening to these words that they were speaking to me through these audio cassettes or CDs, different YouTube, whatever, just connecting with some of these people. And a lot of the things that they were saying is what helped me to believe in myself more than what I ever had. So I started taking notes off of what I was being taught through those different positive motivational sermons that I would listen to. So I took notes, and I turned those notes. Actually, I ended up turning the notes about me. And then from there, I started taking speaking courses. And once I started taking speaking courses, from the professional coaching that I was receiving, those notes were able to be flipped into becoming a major impact on other like-minded people who have been through things that I've been through.
And for and guys, in case you are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are speaking to Ebony Johnson, and she is sharing her journey when it comes to mental health, mental wellness right now. And so just in case you may have tuned in a little bit after we started, you will be able to go back and listen to the entire episode as it will archive shortly after we conclude. But gosh, you've put so many things out there. I just want to kind of, for those who may be listening and having a question, and guys, you always know when I get really excited because I just jump right in and listen. You can join the conversation at 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894, or you can just send us a message if you would like as well. Your comments are always welcome. So I want to just kind of go back up just a little bit, Ebony, and you said that you would turn those notes into and make them about you. For those who may be listening and they're not quite sure what that means, can you explain that a little bit?
So, for instance, if someone tells you, hey, you have to believe in yourself, I would switch that around and say, I believe in myself. I believe I can do it, and I believe I can, and I won't stop when I reach the top because I believe I can be greater than what I am and become even greater than what I already was.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. And because I know someone was thinking, well, you know, what does she mean? And basically what you're reciting, these are affirmations. And I always share, you know, please make sure that you affirm yourself daily. Affirm yourself daily. That is so important. And, you know, when you've affirmed yourself or you've built yourself up, you're able to affirm others. You know, you're able to affirm your children and those around you. It's so important to be able to do that. So that's, and the same thing too, right, Ebony, when you're reading scripture, you know, when you're reading these scriptures, you actually put your name in. I mean, because I know I do. I'll put my name in that scripture because of that instruction that's being given. When I read it, I look at that as that's the instruction that's being given for me. And that's how we're supposed to do. It's supposed to be personal because it's a personal relationship, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And so I'm looking, let's see here. I'm going to try to start picking up some of the callers. Guys, when I come to you, if you would be ready, that would be great. I'm going to announce the last four digits in your phone number. That way you'll know that I'm referring to you, okay? So the first one I'm going to go through is 3346. The last four digits in your phone number is 3346. Hello? Hello, 3346. Okay, they may be just listening, or they may be forming their question or their comment, which is totally fine. Let me go to the next number I see here. The last four digits are 2253. The last four digits are 2253. Hello, 2253. Okay, so they may be just listening as well. Let me try and go to one more, and that is 7764. The last four digits of your phone number is 7764. Okay, all right, so they may be listening. So, guys, if time allows, then I will try to circle back to check and see if you would like to offer a comment or ask a question, okay? So I will do that. What I think I'll do right now is I will go ahead. We're going to just take a quick break, and we will be right back, and we are going to continue this conversation regarding mental health and mental wellness, and we will find out a little more about and her story. We certainly do appreciate what she has shared so far, and guys, we will be right back in just a moment, so don't go away.
Have you secured your copy of the book What is Business Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley. Key strategies for building successful working relationships. This handy reference guide empowers you with tips to sharpen your etiquette tools, such as how to conduct successful meetings, how to connect with your customers, how to walk into any room with confidence and poise, and mastering the art of networking, only to name a few. Whether you are a student, CEO, entrepreneur, contractor, business owner, or employee, you'll want to add this resource to your library. Go to courteouspublications.com, that's C-O-U-R-T-E-O-U-S publications.com, click on books and click the What is Business Etiquette Anyway photo and secure your copy today. What is Business Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley. According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP, demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years.
Hello, parents. Do you have school-aged children or know someone who does? Listen up. Miss Donna has worked with youth and parents, building confidence and self-esteem for over 30 years. She is a John Maxwell certified master level trainer and coach, as well as a certified DISC trainer. Since numerous parents have asked Donna for advice regarding their children and teens, during this challenging time, she is offering special coaching sessions right now. Participating in these sessions will help your youth to become more inspired and motivated during the pandemic and beyond. Testimonial. Sarai Blue says, Miss Donna's training motivated, uplifted, and encouraged my children, ages 5, 9, and 15, and they are excited and feeling confident again. If you are interested or know someone who is, quickly go to www.missdonnaspeaks.com. That's www.missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Click Coaching, then Contact, and complete requested info, or send an email to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. MSDONNASPEAKS@gmail.com. Hurry, space is limited.
Do you enjoy eating good food? Would you like to learn how to cook great recipes? I want to tell you about the new cookbook titled Cooking with Queen Nana Clara. Mouth-watering recipes you can't get enough of by Clara Knight. Clara shares her 60 years of cooking experience with you and is easy to follow recipe book. These delicious recipes include appetizers, bread, desserts, drinks, meats, veggies, and more. It also contains numerous helpful cooking tips, including which foods you should avoid freezing and why. To secure your copy, go to CourteousPublications.com. That's CourteousPublications.com and click Books to purchase, or go to Amazon.com. Cooking with Queen Nana Clara, mouth-watering recipes you can't get enough of by Clara Knight.
Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Our special guest again is Ebony Johnson, and she is sharing her story, basically how she turned her pain into purpose. And so we're going to go back to her, and we're going to pull, I want to go back to the phone as well. We do have a couple messages that I do want to share as well. And so, guys, you can feel free to join us, 516-418-5894, and I will identify you by the last four digits of your phone number, and then you will be welcome to speak and give us your comments and join the conversation, okay? Just to read this, one of the quick messages here, it just has, Donna, thank you, or thank your guest for her bravery. John in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Thank you so much for that, John. Thank you for reaching out. All right, so we're going to go to the last four digits are 3887. The last four digits of this phone number is 3887. Hello.
Hi, good evening. Could you hear me?
Yes, good evening. How are you?
Yes, I am great. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, I just wanted to say to Ebony, thank you so much for being so brave and sharing your information and your story because mental health is something that is a huge stigma that's associated around it, not just in our community, but just overall when someone does bring an issue up or mention that they are struggling. What were some of the signs that you saw within yourself, or what was the point where you, where you realized that you needed some additional help or some assistance and you're no longer afraid of kind of just kind of keeping it into yourself and trying to handle it on your own?
Some of the signs that I started to see was just the signs of me being a mother. Every day, I couldn't really get up. I couldn't, when I wasn't doing those normal daily activities, whether it was working out, cooking a meal for my kids, or even just the fact of me just having little to no energy, just to only do things such as make it to work, and that was it because I knew I had bills to pay. Outside of that, just knowing that I just started pulling away from everything and everybody, whether it be friends, family functions. I wasn't attending family functions because I was just miserable, as I would say I was then. Very miserable. and I didn't feel like I can trust anybody to share my story with at that point in time. It was very hard just to get it out.
Okay, thank you.
And thank you so much for calling in with that question. Yeah, that was a great question, Ebony, absolutely. I'm going to see if I can pull another caller on here as well. And the last four digits are 8265, 8265, hello. The last four digits, 8265. Okay, they may be just listening as well. If time permits, I'll try to just kind of to circle back. Let's see. Oh, here is a question here. It says, Ms. Donna, would you please ask your guest, how has she shared her story with her children? What gave her the courage to do so if she did?
Yeah, sharing my story with my kids, it was hard. It was hard. Being able to finally tell it to not only my kids but other people without shedding tears, my kids understood that, you know, okay, now we noticed that you were going through something, and having that guilt of shame, I mean guilt and shame of not being able to provide for them the things that I was once providing, which were all materialistic. And then in the process of the change, it caused a terrible destruction between me and my oldest child, because the things that he was once getting, he could no longer receive due to the lack of income that I was receiving. So I had no choice but to sit them down and talk to them and let them know, you know, life's going to throw you curveballs that you just aren't ready for. And when you're going through it, sometimes you have to just go through it and grow through it. So being able to go through it and grow through it, I've been able to produce to my kids even the leadership roles that I have stepped into throughout the process of all of this.
Okay, thank you for that. And thank you for that question. Going to go back to the phone, I will identify you again by the last four digits of your phone number. You will know that I am speaking with you. This one is 5156. The last four digits of this number is 5156. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
How are you?
Sorry.
Hi. Welcome. Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for calling. We would love to hear your comment.
Give me one second. Where I'm at is a little low. Okay. I'm back.
Okay,
what was the
sure.
question? I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I said we would love to hear your question or your comment. We're speaking with Ebony Johnson, and she is sharing her story and her journey through mental health, mental awareness.
Yeah. I'm very, very close with Ebony, and we used to work together. So I know quite a bit about the things she has went through.
Mm-hmm.
And I completely understand how she feels with everything, because I was going through the same thing with mental health issues, you know, still, you know, and the fact that in the job field we were in at the time, you know, we had both developed a lot of PTSD from certain circumstances that happened at, you know, at our old place of work. But, yeah, so, and I'm just glad she's doing a lot, you know, she's doing a lot better and she's able to focus on herself now. You know, with everything she's been through. So
mm-hmm.
I totally get it. I relate to her wholeheartedly.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Ebony, I didn't know if you wanted to say hello or if you recognize this voice.
Yes, ma'am, I do, and thank you so much for sharing. I understand that the heartache and the pain that the place could put on your mental well-being. So being able to know that I could spend more time at home and work on things that leads me closer to my purpose is more than amazing, more than amazing. And overcoming it was the best part.
It was.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in to share. We certainly do appreciate it. And guys, in case you're just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? We are having a conversation with Ebony Johnson, who is sharing her journey of going through from having a mental breakdown to she's on the other side of mental wellness. And her passion is to help others. And we still have a few moments left. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can feel free to do that. Again, 516-418-5894. I'm also looking at another message here. It says, Ms. Donna, please ask Ms. Ebony, how did she get over the shame? I went through a breakdown. I work with a therapist, but I still feel guilty. What does she do? And this is Cynthia in Atlanta. Thank you, Cynthia.
Hey, Cynthia. Me, myself, personally, I use prayer and meditation. Not only did I use prayer and meditation, but I started getting professional coaching after I went through therapy. I didn't just take therapy and stop right there. My biggest thing was to get in the room with great leaders and in the most humblest way, been in the room with E.T. and Spectacular Smith and working with Les Brown. Those were some of the great opportunities that God showed me that there are endless opportunities out here for each and every one of us if we continue to speak those daily affirmations and pray. When you first open your eyes, one of the first things that I'm doing is I'm thanking God for my yesterday, for my today, and for my tomorrow. So throughout the process of that, and then I'm coming right behind it with my affirmations every day. I'm speaking life into myself. So when I go to the restroom and I walk past the mirror, or even in public, wherever I see that mirror, I tell myself, you are enough. You are beautiful. You have nothing to be ashamed of. Everyone has a past. Everyone can take the time to grow from that past if you're willing to not speak the shame on yourself. So you got to do a lot of change talk where you are talking to yourself in the most positive ways and ways that you never thought that you can actually speak to yourself. You're telling yourself those positive affirmations and you believe in everything you speak in. So if I say, Ebony, you are the most beautiful woman in the world, I feel like I'm the most beautiful woman in the world. Ebony, you are the most powerful woman in the world. I feel like I'm the most powerful woman. Ebony, you have nothing to be ashamed of. Saying similar to that and along those lines.
Yes, that is absolutely beautiful. And guys, you know, we talk about on this show quite a bit is to make sure that you affirm yourself. And what is so important is you are actually speaking affirmations all day long, okay? And many times, you know, anytime we say I am, whatever follows the I am is an affirmation. So you can say I am beautiful or I am smart, or you can choose to say I am, you know, nobody, or I am, you know, ashamed of myself, or I am. So those are affirmations. So we have to certainly be very cognizant of what we speak. And sometimes we're speaking, you know, subconsciously. And so, you know, we have to make sure that, you know, with our mindset, keeping our mindset where we will speak positive. And Ebony mentioned, you know, looking in the mirror and affirming herself. And that is extremely important to be able to do that and to, you know, to stay just positive. You know, and Ebony, I don't know if you've noticed, but oftentimes you hear people, they're speaking affirmations, but they're speaking it in the form of negative self-talk, right? And so we have our self-talk, we want to make sure our self-talk is positive and not negative. That is so important. And I like, too, what you said about, you know, gratitude. And, you know, we all have, no matter where we are in life or what has happened to us or what is happening, you know, currently, we all have something to be grateful for. And what I like to do is, well, I write, so I journal, so I have so many different journals. So I have a gratitude journal, and just to say, and mine is, you know, God, I thank you, or I'm so happy and grateful that. But, and I love the way you did that as well, Ebony, because you did it in order. You said you're grateful first, right? And then you do your affirmations, and then you pray. And, of course, prayer is extremely, you know, important, and it's impactful. And so we can all do that. And I'm just sure that, you know, many people are being blessed by this conversation with you, Ebony, because it is, you know, it's possible to do what you've done, and you've turned your pain and what you've gone through into purpose, because you said now, you know, you're speaking, you know, to others, and so you're impacting others, you're encouraging others, which is just absolutely amazing. And to know also that, and I had to learn this, because I remember years ago when I was sick, and they had no idea what was going on. And so we went through all these different tests. And I remember I was working with a believer. She's a Christian lady. And she said to me, well, she said, you know what? She said, I don't believe you're going through this for yourself. And I didn't understand what that meant at that time. And I'm, because, you know, I thought to myself, I'm not going through it for myself, but I'm the one going through it. So I didn't understand. But years later, I understand that, you know, oftentimes we go through things, or as Ebony said, grow through things, so we can help others, so we can be an inspiration to others, so we can, you know, minister and witness to others, so others can see our testimony. And Ebony, I definitely want you to talk a little about your book, if you would. Absolutely. I'm sure people are certainly, you know, waiting to hear about that. In fact, here's a message, Donna. Please thank your guest for sharing her story. I would love to hear about her book. So there we go.
Well, for me, just sharing the introduction of my book with you guys, that's the amazing part of my life, because being able to tell the story without caring what anyone else is going to think, as I've learned through all of my speaking careers and journey, your story is your story, and you can't let anyone tell it for you. So the way that you vision that story to happen to attract your audience attention, that's the way you want to do it. And for those of you who didn't get my Embracing Men of Freedom, which is a strategy book, then you now have to look forward to my new book, which I am still working on the title and subtitle, because I came up with 7 different titles. But I'll go ahead and go into the introduction and let you guys know exactly what you'll be up for when you do get that book. So every story has a beginning, and mine started in North Central Kentucky. I grew up living on many dreams, hopes, and learning the importance of not allowing situations out of my control to determine who I become. Many times, I felt ashamed of circumstances that were out of my control as a child. And poverty, to me, is a valuable judgment and is not something a person can validate or demonstrate aside from interference and suggestion despite a measure of fumbles. The system they use that was made to help people get ahead is the same system that can hinder you from making it to the top. One thing I never done was ask my mother how it felt to keep swimming to the top, to only get pulled back down to the bottom of the ocean and sinking uncomfortably. As I was just a little girl growing up, I would get off that school bus with plenty of energy, fun, and joy with a few of my siblings and neighborhood friends to realize that everything she, who is my mother, worked hard for and we own was sitting in the front yard of what we called home. The cycle had repeated itself so many times, it almost felt normal to me. And after many years of built-up unconscious hate and bitterness towards my mother for some of the things that we went through, I now understand that due to many long nights of having to study the social welfare system, that my mother did the best she could with what she had. And through my life path, I've learned that even in the darkest moments, the sun has the ability to shine light on buried realities. By following its route, I discovered a healing glow that helped me make sense of past traumas and give me a renewed sense of spontaneity and freedom. So when I think back on the turbulent past filled with misfortune, including being molested as a youngster, losing my children to CPS, getting divorced, and having my profession fall apart, I saw a pattern reoccurring. And I went to therapy for support because I had suicidal thoughts and was struggling with the consequences from a fraud investigation. I was determined to get through this. So I faced my suffering and uncovered layers of trauma and insecurity via self-examination and counseling. Yet in depth of despair, I discovered resilience and transformative power of education, coaching, and discipline, a testament to the unwavering strength of the human spirit. So that right there is the introduction to my book that I've been working on, praying to finish it in the next few months. And it is really touching to me because people have been through those same moments and they're ashamed. I'm not ashamed of anything that I went through because it made and created me to be the most powerful woman that I am today. And it created a loving heart that has pushed me beyond unbelievable measures to continue to break generational curses in my family, to continue to stand up for what I believe in, to continue to fight to be a major impact to not only men, but women as well, children who have been through some of these similar things, to let them know you cannot be afraid of your circumstances or anything that's out of your control. You got to let it go and let God handle each and every one of those situations, and you got to love like God loves throughout the process of this all.
Wow. Wow, Ebony. I'm certainly going to invite you back when your book does come out. But for now, let people know how they can, connect with you on social media, how they can follow you.
I do have TikTok. It is Encouraging Mind. Well, let me do it correctly on the TikTok. It's because I want to make sure I get the actual correct way that it is on there. I do reels on TikTok. I've been coming out of my comfort zone a lot more with that. So it's Encouraging_Mind, Encouraging_Mind, MINDS. And then on Facebook, it is Johnson Ebony, because there are so many Ebony Johnsons. So they have a blue verified check on that page. So you do know it is. It'll have a picture of me with a quote inside the picture. And then on Instagram, you can get in contact with me as well. So I have Encouraging Minds on TikTok, I mean on Instagram as well. So it's Encouraging_Minds_Court, because I couldn't get the same name for every social media, so I kind of kept it similar on that. And then my email is encouragingminds911@gmail.com. Again, it's encouragingminds911@gmail.com.
Wonderful. And after we conclude this evening, I will go back in and add those into the post so they can, it'll be a little bit easier for everyone. And guys, I told you that you were certainly in for a treat this evening with learning how to turn your pain into purpose and to, you know, to stop feeling guilty and looking back and just to be able to continue to move forward, you know, with your passion and your purpose. I have a couple other messages. I'm looking here. I know we're getting down to the end of the episode. I do want to read these real quick. Here's one that says, Miss Donna, thanks for your show. And I've listened for 6 years. You always have great guests and panelists. God bless you for what you do. This is Deborah in Alpharetta, Georgia. Thank you so much, Deborah, and thank you for listening. Here is one that says, Miss Donna, I am crying right now because I've been through much of what Miss Ebony shared. I just hope I'm able to share my testimony like her. Thanks. I'm gaining confidence. So, and this comes from Karen in Ohio. Thank you, Karen, so much for sharing that. Yes, yes, I'm sure that, and praying for you too. Yes, absolutely. Continue to gain your confidence. And as Ebony shared, you know, it's through prayer that she was able to get through this as well, and to do what she is doing, you know, on the other side of the pain. And so, wow, this has just been, it's been wonderful, Ebony. I have so appreciated, you know, you sharing and being transparent as we, you know, we can see that, you know, people's lives are certainly being touched. And I know our resident therapist who we normally have on, Peppy, she is just, she's really sad she was unable to be on the episode this evening because she is, she has several reports that she is working on and has to get them done by in the morning. But she was certainly very, very disappointed that she was unable to make it. And, of course, we know that our social workers, you know, they provide invaluable services to individuals and families and communities. And, you know, we know they've helped us to improve the lives of millions of people. And they have certainly have a driving force in advocating for social justice and equality. It's just, you know, it's just a profession that we don't hear enough of and we don't celebrate enough, in my opinion. So Social Work Month is certainly, you know, an opportunity to recognize and celebrate the very profound impact, if you will, that social workers have on our society. And it is certainly time to appreciate, you know, the hard work and dedication that they do and for all that they do. So, you know, if you would certainly reach out to a social worker and let them know that you appreciate the work that they do. And, you know, because, I mean, their work is just never ending. And I applaud you again, Ebony, for being involved in this field of work and how you said that you were actually kind of circled back, you know, to that. And so thank you so much for that. And guys, we know, and in case you don't know, of course, you know, these professionals use psychology as well as sociology to solve, you know, a lot of the social issues. And just it's about improving lives. And I like to say adding value, because when you improve lives, you are certainly adding value to life. And we know that it can be emotionally draining and long hours And, you know, I kind of almost look at them like superhumans, you know. And so we definitely want to appreciate them as well. And Ebony, I'm going to let you, if you, you know, I always like to give my guests an opportunity to kind of close out. If you have any closing comments that you want to share, you can certainly feel free.
Sure. For each and every one of you on this call, like, the amazing potential that each and every one of us have is brought to mind. And as I think back on my personal experiences, overcoming hardship, I've realized how very resilient and strong the human spirit can be. I've gained priceless knowledge about the value of integrity and the necessity of sticking up for what is right in the face of insurmountable challenges during those trying times in my life. So, yes, I was able to face hardship head on, speak my truth because of this experience, which also revealed to me the depths of my own courage and will. And I hope that by sharing my story with each and every one of you today, that you all will be encouraged and empowered to embrace your own resilience, maintain your integrity, and look for help when you need it most when facing life's biggest obstacles, because every one of us possess the ability to overcome, the fortitude to endure, and the bravery to turn hardship into victory. So let's go. Let's win, folks. And I'm not going to stop. So continue to look forward for me, my book, my reels on social media. I will continue to go and even to keep going even when I make it to the top. I will not stop.
Beautiful, Ebony.
Everybody that was on the call.
Beautiful, beautiful. And again, and let me applaud you. I so thank you for your time. And again, thank you for your transparency. I know you have certainly been a blessing. And certainly, absolutely appreciate you. And so, guys, I thank you all for joining, and those of you who called, those of you who sent messages. I'm just so appreciative. You know, I don't take any of that for granted. I certainly do appreciate it. Thanks again for, joining. If this is your first time, you know, welcome to the What is Etiquette Anyway show. I thank you so much for being here. And to the loyal listeners who tune in each week, I certainly do appreciate it. Glad that you are a part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Remember, if you have an etiquette question or a topic that you would like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. We'll see what we can do about that. Remember the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated. And also, I appreciate when you tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen as well. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. Remember, this is one of my favorite proverbs. If you've heard me more than once, you always hear me recite one of my favorite proverbs, which is never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. And as I remind you each week, I just challenge you to initiate an act of kindness this week. It doesn't have to be anything major. I mean, you can hold the door for someone that is walking in behind you, or someone drops something and, you know, their hands may be full, and that's why they drop something, and you may not have anything in your hands. Just naturally, just stoop down and help them pick up whatever it is they drop. Those are just little acts of kindness. But you know what? The smallest act of kindness sometimes can really, really, really impact the largest part of someone's heart. Okay? So never stop doing, acts of kindness for people. And you know what? When you do that, then there are others, and it may not necessarily be that person you stop to help, but others will initiate acts of kindness to you, okay? Again, thanks so much for listening, guys. We did go over just a few minutes, but again, you'll be able to go back and listen to the show in its entirety as it will archive very soon. All right. Thanks again so much for joining us, each one of you. So appreciate it. And, you know, we're continuing to encourage and pray for you. What we'd like to do is to be able to also encourage and inspire and educate and inform. And I know that you were inspired this evening. Okay. So again, we'll see you next week. Take care. Good night. God bless.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.